course, we had some wild things, rats and rabbits and different things. Egrets, they're the little white herons. They'd follow along behind the plow. And the plow would turn up frogs and different things in the ground, insects. Worms, I guess they ate worms, I don't know. You'd see the plow going through and turning up the ground, and right behind it would be a whole flock of little white herons. They call them something else. They hang around a lot where cattle are, too.
Were you, like, bothered much by insects, or...?
Well, not too much. There were mosquitoes sometimes, but we had a nice green porch out there, and we could sit on it and enjoy the breeze without too many bugs getting in.
Were you bothered by, like, bugs flying around your lights?
Not in the house. It would be outside, of course. We always came in. We hardly went out after dark. We were always in the house.
What kind of bugs, fly around the lights?
Well, we had a generator out there and had an electric light.
You could see the plow turning up the ground.
We also had a Coleman lantern that we used quite a lot. Yeah. That made a wonderful bright light. We lived out there most of the time, except weekends. We'd come in on the weekend. Just the opposite of what most people do.
Were there many people living near you?
No, it was out on the farm was on an island out from Belle Glade. Kramer Island out in the southeast corner of Lake Okeechobee. Jack's father, Susan's grandfather, had studied agriculture at the University of California. He went out there as a young boy and lived
with an aunt and uncle.
Went to Hollywood High School and then later on went up to the University of California and studied agriculture. So that was one reason he was so interested in the farm. But after we married and came back here to live, after he came back from France, he went into the building business. So it wasn't until, maybe 20 years after we were married that he got a chance to use his farming knowledge.
Did you have to tear up the brush and anything?
No, it was all cleaned off with a tractor. We didn't. There was a house. The house that we lived in had been built previously by some doctor who wanted to go out there and live. I don't know whether he was a medical doctor or a PhD, but it had been deserted for a long time, and it was really just a frame building, and there were all sorts of things, snakes and everything else in the house. We had to clean it out good, and then they put beaver board on all the walls and linoleum on the floors and fixed it up so it was really nice.
It went into the building bit.
Wasn't fancy, but it was comfortable.
Did you ever have a fireplace?
Not in their house, no. There was a fireplace in Mother's house. And just one, and of course a wood stove in the kitchen that backed up to the chimney where the fireplace was.